Hey guys, welcome to episode 16 of the BFG podcast. I'm starting this in a whole new way just to surprise Tyler, because Tyler doesn't know I'm going to start it this way. So Tyler, what's going on in your world?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that's going on right now is that one of my best friends got super lame.
Yeah, because we just had a fight before we started this. our first fight in 7-8 years. Think of that.
See, I don't think you'd really consider it a fight.
A disagreement?
Not even a disagreement, really.
What would you consider it?
I would consider it one statement.
That's true.
Literally one statement.
That is very true. So why are we sitting here talking about one statement when, Tyler, we've got two movies to talk about? Depending on how long it goes, it could be both in one show, it could be in both shows. Why are we sitting here talking about one statement? Should we just get right to the movies?
I suppose so.
All right, so we're going to start with a movie we saw Friday, and it was a movie called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Tyler.
Yes.
So, first and foremost, I got to post a joke to my good buddy Derek, who is a Sony representative in the area. Mostly just for PlayStation, not like full-on, he deals with the TVs and all that. He said when he saw it, it is the best movie the best Spider-Man movie that Sony Pictures has ever put out, to, of course, what I had to say was, it's not that hard to do. But honestly, I don't think he was lying, Tyler.
No, I don't think he was.
No. So, first and foremost with me, the big thing that stood out in this movie, even more than the story, even more than the characters, was the art style. I adored the art style. I thought it was different. It had that very big comic book type form that didn't shove down your throat that it's a comic book type form. And I just thought it was gorgeous looking.
I kind of felt the opposite. Not my opinion about that it was cool, but I think it really did shove down your throat that it was a comic book style, and I thought that was great. Well, I think it went really strong, even using the, Matrix dots,
yes.
I think it is, to make it even look like the old school comics and stuff like that. And then, like, sometimes, you know, in certain frames, whenever someone would say something, you'd see, like, the things pop up, like text yes. bubbles and things like that would pop up. When someone was surprised, you'd see like little exclamation points pop out from their head, stuff like that. I thought it went all in on the comic book style, and I thought that was great.
Well, see, I saw that too. I guess maybe I didn't see as much of it as you did, because I've seen, you know, games and movies really play up exactly what they're trying to be. And with this one, I felt as though it had a very good flow of when it was going to come up and be like pow bang, or the text bubbles that come up, or even things where it was like showing a pan out that would go to different panels to show it was a comic mm-hmm. book. So for me, again, I loved it, and I didn't think it shoved it down your throats, but I thought it was done very well, had good pacing, I guess you could say, that it really showed that it was a comic book movie, but didn't shove it down your throat that it is based on.
But no, it's definitely the comic book aesthetic to it is probably one of yes. the coolest. It wouldn't work, obviously, as just like a standard like animation style for a lot of movies, but I feel like considering the movie they were making, this was maybe one of the coolest uses of animation technology I've seen in a while.
Yes, absolutely.
Kind of in line with the way they did Peanuts a while back.
Yes.
Where it had kind of like a weird aesthetic to it, but it worked really well because it was Peanuts. I think as a normal movie, it would wear off quickly.
Absolutely.
But as these like one-offs, I think they work really well. And I think if they continue this, that this style would continue to work really well if they do make a franchise out of the Spider-Verse stuff.
Which the ending did leave room for a sequel.
The ending definitely led to a sequel. There was more than one. The ending and the post-credits scene both of built up to a sequel.
Absolutely.
The post-credits scene especially kind of tipped its hand a little bit as to what the sequel might be and what it might be about. And not only that, but I'm assuming if you're the kind of person that sits around listening to like geek podcasts like us, you already know this. But if you were not planning on staying till after the credits, you have to stay after the credits for Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. Not only does it set up probably its sequel, but it also has maybe one of my favorite post-credits scenes ever. So the movie is really funny. It's a very funny movie. But the post-credits scene was maybe one of the best jokes in the whole movie. I thought that was so good.
Yes.
I loved what they did with it. I'm not going to say what it is.
Spoiler free, even I'm watching.
Yes. Today. We're staying spoiler free, but please, please do yourself a favor and wait for the credits.
Yeah, honestly, like, I was a little bit optimistic going into this one just because Spider-Man and Sony, but since this one was different, I was giving them a little more of a head or a leeway, I guess, because, you know, obviously Insomniac made the amazing Spider-Man game from this year, mm-hmm. and, you know, Sony Pictures was doing this, so it's kind of hard to compare the two. Mm. But I really went in there as optimistic. I thought it was a very, very good movie. The story from start to finish really had me wrapped in. Not perfect by any means, because they were trying to take on a lot of different universes at once, or Spider-verses at once. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you've seen the trailers, you somewhat know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to jump too much into the story. But I thought it held true, especially for Miles getting the spotlight on this one. And then with what goes on with Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse, again, spoiler-free, non-spoiler, mm-hmm. You know, it works with what's going on. And okay. It's a coming-of-age story.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I think we did this kind of backwards. We started talking about the art style, and then we jumped straight to, like, the post-credits scene. But yes. I think I kind of want to, like, bring it back and talk about, like, yeah, just my base thoughts. So first of all, the voice acting is just top notch. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I'm blanking. I don't know the kid that plays Miles Morales. I know he's done a couple other things, but I'm blanking on his name right now.
Well, we're gonna find out.
Yeah, you can look it up for me while I keep talking.
Keep talking.
He was really good. Like, the voice is really good. And I know when I was reading about the movie, I remember reading he did this and this, but I don't. I have no idea like what else he's done or like who he is exactly.
He was, and I quote, Shamik Moore, if I said that right.
Shamik Moore.
Shamik
yes.
Moore. Sorry,
yes.
I cannot read.
So he was really good, but the ensemble cast was just so excellent. You've got like Nicolas Cage and John Mulaney and Catherine Hahn. Who else? There were a bunch of people in this movie.
So Nicolas Cage did Spider-Man Noir.
Yes. Which I've never. So Nicolas Cage for a while was trying to be like a serious action star, and it kind of didn't, like, I mean, he did fine with like National Treasure and stuff, but I feel like recently he's kind of embraced that a little bit of the fact that he's like the butt of a lot of people's jokes and things, and he's leaned really heavily into these like over the top roles and just like going full goofy with it and stuff, and I love that. He's made like a string of movies recently, like Mandy and Mom and Dad, and you know, like in here he's Spider-Man Noir. He did Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Like he's leaned like really heavily into these kind of like over the top goofy roles, and I feel like it's helped him so much. He is perfect in these like ridiculous roles, and Spider-Man Noir was no exception. He plays one of the several Spider-Mans you see in this movie, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, a couple others like John Mulaney was Spider-Ham.
Yeah,
that's who
that.
I couldn't figure out who it was at the time. Haley Steinfeld was Spider-Woman, Spider-Gwen. She's going to be in the new Transformers movie. Jake Johnson as Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them, but it was all good. There wasn't one where I was like, this voice doesn't really work. It was all so solid, and I loved it. Especially, and like I said, I know I was kind of geeking out about it, but I really liked Nicolas Cage's just like crazy over-the-top Spider-Man noir. That was just so much fun for me. I love like just hearing his voice.
Nicolas Cage will do anything for a paycheck, right?
Yeah.
So.
And but on top of that, I really liked the focus of the movie. Because there's, throughout the movie, there are at least seven different Spider-Men and or Spider-Women. But this was still very much Miles Morales' movie.
Yes,
it didn't.
Absolutely.
It didn't try to, like, you know, cut around and, you know, make too much of, like, where they came from or tell a bunch of origin stories. There's, like, they make a running gag out of everybody trying to introduce their own origin stories, actually. And those, the origin story montages, are some of the best moments in the movie. Mm-hmm. They're so good. But even through all that, introducing all these different Spider-Men, this movie is very much Miles' movie. It's
Absolutely
all
it
it's
is.
All
Absolutely
about Miles Morales and his character arc developing from kind of very uncertain of himself and being unhappy with where he's at to becoming like our dimension's Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And it works so well. It was just, it's such a tightly focused movie, and the pacing of it was just amazing. Like, I feel like every beat was done so well, and it works as like a good like action movie and a good like kind of family friendly Spider-Man adventure, but it's also such a good like story. Like, it didn't sacrifice the emotional punch or the character development because it's like a quote unquote, you know, like animated movie or a kid's movie. It's still just an excellent film all around. And it kind of comes with the pedigree because Phil Lord and Chris Miller were this was one of their brainchild projects. And I mean, pretty much everything they've done, I've always kind of been impressed by. I think they're one of the most solid groups around right now. Whenever I see their name attached to a project, I'm instantly a little bit more intrigued because they also did, they're the ones behind Lego Movie.
All right.
Yeah. Lord Miller did the Lego Movie. They did the Jump Street movies a few years back, stuff like that. So it's like, whenever I see their name, I'm instantly kind of on board because they're really good about making legitimately like funny movies that also tell really good stories and pack an emotional punch. Mm-hmm. I've kind of come to rely on them for like really complete packages that make me feel all of the emotions. And this was no exception. This is probably one of their best. I had to say this, I'm going to get really bold here.
Let's go.
This might be my new favorite Spider-Man movie.
Wow, that's a very bold statement, especially since it just came out.
Maybe it's just playing harder on me right now because it's still fresh in my mind. But if I had to say, like, because for the last couple of days I've been thinking about it and I've been going back and considering the others, and I kind of feel like this is probably my favorite outing with Spider-Man so far.
See, I'm not gonna go that far just yet, and that's only saying. One of the things that I really liked about it is the main villain in this movie. I don't remember if he was shown in any of the trailers. I'm sure he was, but I'm not going to mention it just because. I absolutely love this Spider-Man villain that mm-hmm. they finally used. And they had another villain in there that definitely wasn't in any trailers. I'm not going to say who it is or what it was, but they changed one thing up about it, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The other villain in there. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I really did enjoy this movie, and I like how Miles was coming along unsure. I like how they took like pop culture jokes. It was in the trailer about how when it was Miles and Spider-Man and Spider-Gwen, and they're like, "Oh, save it for Comic-Con or go to Comic-Con," and he's like, "Yeah, Comic-Con." Spanned of all the Spider-Mans that are walking around.
Yeah.
And obviously, I also want to say this too. I think Stan Lee did have a very big, heavy heart into it. I'm not going to mention his cameo in this one, but his cameo definitely was like. He must have known. There must have been some side of him that must have known something was going to happen.
Maybe.
You know, in the old age, especially just because of one line that he says, which I'm obviously not going to say here. But
I was really happy that he has recorded a bunch of his cameos ahead. So they did fit his cameo into the movie.
He's up to at least Infinity War, from what I can tell. I don't know.
Endgame.
Sorry. I don't know if he'll be in Far From Home, but they did say that he did film a cameo for Endgame, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But getting back to Spider-Man, so here we go again. I really enjoyed the pacing of the movie. I enjoyed the art style. I enjoyed all the characters felt unique. Mm-hmm. All the Spider-Man from the different dimensions when they were coming together.
Yeah.
Miles obviously had a very big, he's got to grow up type of thing. And
a few of the beats were expected. It didn't necessarily break new ground as far as storytelling, but I felt like what it did really well.
Yes.
It's not necessarily that it subverts your expectations necessarily. A lot of the things it did were kind of the things I expected it to do, but it did it with so much heart and so much skill that it worked anyway.
Yeah, and I think with me the biggest thing was, for how many times we've seen Spider-Man over the last 20 years or so, how many times can you really tell a story with them? And obviously, Spider-Man under the MCU is doing a lot better. But this one even took a kind of shot at itself. It was like, okay, one more time we're going to tell you this. And it tells you the backstory of Uncle Ben and everything. And just giving us a whole new story to
and
focus
even, on. It even says in one of the, in like the first like Peter Parker's montage, he even says like, you know the deal with Uncle Ben or something like that. Yeah, it's like a throwaway thing. You know, they're like, we're not going to bother with that. Yeah. It's like, I like that because Miles Morales' was different. And they do shake it up in here and kind of try to make it like, we're going to tell you some origin stories you might not know as well, but we're still going to tell them like quickly and very funny, yes, rather than sit here and try to spend a lot of time fleshing out another origin story.
And that was one of the big things for me is how they did that and how they got it right on that one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the Spider-Men that come into the Spider-Verse, they do give you a quick little backstory on them, which I think works very well. So... is it one of my favorite Spider-Man? I mean, it's up there as one of the better ones, absolutely, but I don't know if so, I can say it's my favorite one yet.
For me, I feel like, and I'm going to get a little bit into a like the minority opinion here.
Okay.
I think Tobey Maguire had some of the best stories. Yes. I feel like the writers for Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man movies were some of the more talented, especially like with Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 3 faltered a little bit. But like Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2, Tobey Maguire's first two, I feel like were really good as far as like script writing, the story behind them. I was not a fan of Tobey Maguire though. I never was huge on Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. I liked their story arcs and I liked those first two movies, but I didn't feel like Tobey Maguire was a good fit for Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man. I liked Andrew Garfield a lot. I thought he captured kind of like the flair and the sassy personality and all that. I thought he was a really good Spider-Man, like one of my favorite Spider-Men. But the stories were not quite as good. The movies were still really enjoyable because I loved Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I liked the quips and the jokey atmosphere. I liked that he very much felt like Peter Parker to me, but I felt like the stories were a little bit more generic. But then Tom Holland, I felt like it was a good balance of everything. It was the top-notch scriptwriters of the Marvel franchises and stuff. But Tom Holland was also just a super solid choice. And I felt like Tom Holland's Spider-Man is a really good marriage of like the really great storytelling of Tobey Maguire's, but also kind of like the quirky personality and like sassiness of like Andrew Garfield's. I feel like Tom Holland really captures Spider-Man, but it's also got like the really good script writing from Marvel's franchise now. But I feel like kind of as they've gone on, they've continuously improved in my mind. But I feel like this one even tops Tom Holland's, I think, for me a little bit. I think this movie resonated in a way that I don't know if I've ever quite felt with any of the other Spider-Man. As much as I've loved most of the Spider-Man movies, and I feel like they keep getting better, and as great as I think Homecoming was and everything, I feel like this movie just kind of like resonated with me a little bit in a way that I don't know if I've ever quite felt before with a Spider-Man movie.
You see, I think with me, to kind of go along with what you said about the different actors, is that Tobey Maguire, in my opinion, made a better Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield made a better Peter Parker. Tom Holland is just Spider-Man in general. He is Peter Parker. So I didn't really have any quips or anything about, you know, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield's performance. Just in general, like, I really just like how Tom Holland kind of embraced Peter Parker as a whole. Even offline in his social media or some of the things that he posts, it's like, you really are Peter Parker, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're just not being honest with us. And
no, it's just, and I think that's part of what makes him so good as Spider-Man is because he's more or less, he's not even acting. If you see off screen, just like in his, you know, whether it's social media or interviews or whatever the case may be, he acts like that all the time. As that's just who he is. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of refreshing.
And I think really for me, that's what really did it in and why I cannot say this is my favorite one yet. I really liked Homecoming, you know, and the choice of villain that they used to give us something different. You know, obviously when people think of Spider-Man, they'll think of like Green Goblin or Hobgoblin. Getting Vulture was still huge because Vulture is one of the main Spider-Man villains just in general for that movie. So, you know, we're going to get Sinestro, I think, in the new one coming out. That's just going to be amazing for me. And that's why I'm willing to still say, okay, Into the Spider-Verse is definitely up there. I'd put it above at least, you know, the two Andrew Garfield movies, the Amazing Spider-Man movies. I guess because I saw it when, you know, it came out when I was 12. Mm-hmm. So I guess this has a soft spot for me. But the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, that one's still up there, at least for me, just because it's like their, even though it wasn't MCU, it was their first dabble into, you know, trying to bring these superhero movies out. So I'd say that's up there. And then Homecoming is definitely, I would say that's probably number one. The first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire is number two, and then I probably put Into the Spider-Verse as three. Mm-hmm. And then Spider-Man 2, and then Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Yeah. And then...
And then Spider-Man 3 is dead last.
I feel like we've kind of covered our ideas. The only other thing I wanted to mention... and I've done this like once or twice before, but there are times that I just like to mention it whenever it stands out to me. The music is really good in Into the Spider-Verse.
Absolutely,
like,
it is.
Every once in a while, a soundtrack or something will capture me, and I'll be like, you know, oh, you know, I kind of liked that. I like the way it fit with the movie. Mm-hmm. And then there's kind of like another level where it's like the music is so integral to the experience of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, the soundtrack is always an important part of the movie, but there are times where the movie just would not work without that soundtrack. You know, like you have to have that there. And I feel like this is one of those examples where the music was mixed so well just into the movie, the way it's integrated and the music itself is just such an integral part of the experience. And I loved the soundtrack to this. Like, before we even left the theater, I was downloading it on my phone, like, as we were walking out of the theater. Mm-hmm. So just a personal note from me, the soundtrack was also just a big part of the experience for me. Like, everything in this movie kind of came together into one of the best packages I've ever seen for a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, so I really think Sony got it right with this one, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like I said, the decision to hire Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Yes.
You can't do better.
No. So I guess really it just comes down to final scores.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go out and I'm going to say I'm going to give this a solid 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed it for everything that it had to offer. Story, art style, characters. You know, obviously not perfect by any means, but definitely for what it was, what it was given, to maybe get a MCU style Miles Morales story later. Mm-hmm. And when they do like the next phase of Marvel movies or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I thought this was a very good, like, yeah, we can have a different Spider-Man. We can, and also just having a black superhero, another black superhero. I don't want to, you know, say there was never one before, but having one of this caliber, you know, I feel as though not a lot of people knew like who Black Panther or the Falcon were, but people know Spider-Man. Even if you're not a superhero fan, you know who Spider-Man is. Mm-hmm. So to see like such a prominent African-American lead superhero is huge, and I loved it. I really enjoyed every second of that movie. Mm. So I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. So Tyler, your turn.
I think, I'm not sure I've ever done this on our show before.
No, I was going to
give this one a 10.
You're going to give it a solid 10?
I was going to give it, I don't think that there's anything about it that I would have changed to make this one better. I thoroughly enjoyed it from beginning to end. I don't think there were any decisions where I was like, oh, I didn't really like that, or oh, I would have changed this here. I think it was a really solid, complete package for me. I can't think of one thing right now that I would have done differently.
I think the only small thing I might have changed, that could be small, could be big, is trying to figure out how to say this without spoiling it. It's just, you know, the pacing was obviously very good. And then I guess really the only thing for me is Miles just kind of had that snap, okay, now I know everything on how to do it type of moment. Mm-hmm. But he did have a big speech beforehand to kind of figure it out or really let it resonate with him. Mm-hmm. That I was like, okay, I kind of would have liked to see a little more going forward. But other than that, like that to me is just such a minor thing, because the rest of the movie is just so good that I can't complain.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, unless you have any other thoughts.
No, I'm good with this one.
We are going to wrap this episode here. Okay. And we'll be back shortly. For us, it's going to be immediately. For you guys, it's going to be a few days.
Yes.
But we will be back shortly with our Aquaman review. And or actually, maybe we should do it reversed. Being Aquaman is not out yet, maybe we should upload the Aquaman one first.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then do Spider-Man in a few days. But either way, you'll be listening to one of these first. We're going to go for now. We're going to get our thoughts on Aquaman out there, and we will see you guys in the next episode.
Yes, because I say, you know, we're professional. We're deciding how we're going to upload it in the middle of the show. So anyway, guys, thank you so much. We'll see you either. Well, you might see us before for Aquaman and then this one, and it won't make sense. Or Tyler's the one that uploads it, so ask him. But we'll see you guys soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.